Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of management or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live this morning here on the 28th of January, 2020, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda's with me along with Sue. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, you too. Welcome back, Linda.
Thank you so much. Ooh, yeah. You know, you always do such a great job, and, you know, we're going to get more into the terrible tragedy with Kobe Bryant and a list of the people who were on the plane with him. If you've not heard, of course, Kobe Bryant went down in this helicopter and with his daughter, but there were other people on the plane, and we want to remember them as well. There were souls lost that day. Let's go to the weather, because if you're looking outside, I know the dog this morning said, I do not want to go outside, and I had to, like, you know, trick her to get out there in the rain. So we have chance of showers, but it looks like it's raining right now. Not heavy rain, but the high of 56 and our low overnight lows of 42. Now tomorrow calls for mostly cloudy with a high of 62 and overnight lows of 47. And Thursday mostly cloudy. So it looks like we're going to just maybe not have this kind of weather, although we do appreciate it, with our high of 69 and overnight lows of 46. Friday calls for mostly sunny and overnight lows Friday night of 46. Now we know it's Super Bowl weekend. And Saturday calls for mostly sunny with a high near 70, partly cloudy on that night. And Sunday, a slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 60. So we like the slight chance, so that if you still want to tailgate, you know, do the big jumbotron outside and, you know, just maybe have a parka with you with a little hat. Partly cloudy on Sunday night with a low of 37. Monday calls for sunny with a high near 55. That's the forecast here. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. And many of you know, and I hope that you realize that we were AM and are AM, and we have two separate towers. And hopefully many of you know that if you can't get us on 96.5 FM right now, that you can go over to AM, and of course we're streaming online, so you can always hear us over the internet. What we have going on right now is our signal is going up to the tower, but it's not coming back. So Carl will be going up there today, and we hope to have this situation remedied. But it's one of those things where we've got engineers working in the studio, outside the studio, in order to remedy the situation. So thank you for being patient. You know, this has been the year of of growing pains, and many of you know what that's like. So I love the fact that Sue's cut some commercials to talk about hiccups and stuff like that. So, Carl, what do you have on your agenda over there?
Well, it looks like the coronavirus. Let me turn this up a little bit. Hey, it looks like the coronavirus has been linked to two labs. They have two bio labs in the Wuhan segment of China. And now they're starting to wonder if perhaps the virus is linked to any one of those labs that also are part of the biowarfare program in China. And did this escape somehow? And the fact that it's got a 2 to 3 week incubation period, and now we've got 5 cases in the United States. They're literally building a hospital strictly for this in the Hunan province there. I'm sorry, the Wuhan province in China. And they expect to have it up in 2 weeks to start taking care of the thousands of cases they're starting to see hit. Now, they're telling people not to come into Wuhan, but thousands of people living in Wuhan are getting out of the area, because they don't want to be struck by the coronavirus. And the masks that people buy, you know, to kind of protect them from colds and all those things, started to be a shortage of those here in the United States too. So just something to add into all the other things we have going on. This could be mistake on the Chinese part from a biowarfare program to get people sick. Okay.
Okay, let's go on to some of the names that were on that tragedy aircraft with the helicopter that was flying. One of the headlines is, of course, it was flying in terrible conditions with the fog. But let's also talk about the fact that not only Kobe and Gianna, there was John Kerry and Alyssa Altobelli. John was a head baseball coach at Orange Coast College for more than two decades. He was with his wife and one of his daughters. The longtime coach was 56. His daughter played on the same youth basketball team as Gianna. John was a tremendous coach with over 700 wins in a college at the college, and coached multiple MLB players at the Cape Cod League in Massachusetts. And his wife also had a second daughter, Alexis, a son, JJ, who was the scout for Boston Red Sox organization. On that flight as well was Christina Mauser, girls basketball coach, was also among the victims. She served as an assistant basketball coach at the Harbor Day School and as an assistant coach to Kobe Bryant's Mamba Sports Academy. So, and Ara Zabayan, the pilot and the helicopter, was Ara Zabayan. According to Federal Aviation Agency records, he had been a licensed commercial pilot for more than a decade. He was also certified to fly under instrument flight rules, which permitted him to fly in poor weather conditions and certified as an instructor. Some of his close friends said he was an incredible pilot and a great man. People said that Kobe did not let anybody else fly him around but Ara. And then there was also Sarah and Peyton Chester. Sarah Chester and her daughter Peyton were also aboard the helicopter. The Chester family said that they, you know, it's just I am overwhelmed about this.
Was also a teammate, and it appears that the other person on there, of course, was the coach for the basketball team. The reports are is that when he hit the hard fog, that he was circling for about 15 minutes, waiting to see if it would lift, and then he. You know what, and these are just reports, you don't know what happened, but then he moved forward, and when he moved forward and up, he hit the side of the hill, it looks like, though you've heard other reports. It'll be a while before they figure it out. I guess the big thing about this, though, is that Kobe Bryant would use, he had a Sikorsky helicopter that he would use all the time to get to games when he was playing for the Lakers and avoid the traffic, and now here it was, they were all going to a practice, three of her teammates, parents, and the coach. We're heading for this.
So we all know that we have friends who have a daughter right now that's, you know, pilot certified and so on and so forth. And I know myself that in my younger years when I was doing jobs, I would fly in small aircrafts from Sacramento to L.A. I thought nothing of it. I mean, I actually did a job where I was in like a 150 Cessna and I flew in that. And there's excitement. And of course, Benton Air Park, we have friends that fly. And I don't know, you guys, it's just so tragic. It's almost like stepping off a curb and then dying or being at a Christmas fair and having a bus just hit your family. We're reeling from the fact that, you know, your life hangs in a, every single day, and somebody posted something on Facebook that I thought was a wonderful saying, is that the miracle is you get up in the morning and you leave the house, and if you get back safely, isn't that just a blessing? I mean, let's think about the simplicity of that, and do pray for those souls, you know? Another headline, Super Bowl site, Miami leads NFL in one category, player arrests. Why are so many NFL players arrested in Miami?
Well, I can give you a bite. Well, you want to start with the clubs.
I was going to say.
And then you want to start with the culture that says that, you're a star. You can get away with things back in their hometown. You know, they're from, where are they from? They're from L.A. and Kansas City.
And prostitution is illegal there.
Well, it's illegal everywhere, I think, except Nevada.
Yeah.
and maybe parts of South Dakota. But the point is though that they're big names back in their hometown. So if they get drunk and disorderly, you know, the cops find them. Get in the car, we'll get you home, and they get them home. You come to Miami, they don't get those. They don't get those perks. And so things that they got away with in their hometowns, they're not going to get away with in Miami. Plus the fact they're celebrating, you know, say, hey, you know what, we're going to the Super Bowl, you know, blah, 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 blah. I just wish, you know, they said that one of the Green Bay Packers receivers back in the 60s when the Packers were winning showed up for the game. And he just, you know, he was smoking a cigarette. He was laying down. He was so hungover. And caught two touchdowns that day. So, just one of those things.
Goes to show you what happens with, you know, when your adrenaline is kicking in and you're, you know, just like that. Hey, we're going to take a break.
Well, back then, things were different. They had to actually get a job during the off season to make the ends meet. They weren't getting paid enough, even with Super Bowl winners. Hey, it's 7:16 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil. No matter what the weather is, they're in about 12 western states. They're moving the fuel across the country so that, you know, that people that are truckers can use them so they can deliver the goods. They provide the jet fuel for the helicopters and planes that are flying against the fires. During the fires, they're working 24 hours a day also, making sure there's fuel for the firefighters and all the firefighting crews and aircraft. SST Oil has a fueling card that's good in over 60,000 different places. And you use that or you use it for your business. Every month you get an invoice showing where everybody used it, how much gas was used, which licenses were being used, so that you can keep track of all that. Or you can just use it for yourself for a trip. SST Oil is an employee-owned business, has been in the business since 1967. Think about that. SST Oil. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:17 in the morning.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Thank you.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And good morning and welcome back to our KCNR family today. And do forgive that our 96.5 FM signal is down for a moment as we are doing work on it. But 1460 AM is here, and we are streaming live. So thank you for joining us this morning on Free Fire Radio. This is Carla and Linda Bott. We are live.
Yeah, and I am heading up to the mountain today to reload the transmitter. Whatever the break was, now we're having to reload we're having to reload all of our transmission equipment up there with a new computer load. You know, the joys of owning a station. That the other one, you just drive 5 minutes, you go over there and you can fix anything. Up now, well, it's a little bit higher up in the mountains.
Hey, this portion of the show, River Commons Senior Living, we do appreciate, you know, having a place right here in Redding. There's like a home away from home. Many people from the fire stayed there and absolutely loved it, and it is a great place. Recreational opportunities, beautifully designed community, located near Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Sundial, as well as close to shopping in Hilltop area in downtown Redding. That's Rivercom Senior Living, located in our Hartnell. But there's so many wonderful things to be able to do once you decide to get rid of a big house and clean it out and move on. Hey, can I tell you about an experience I had yesterday? You and I both had boxes that we have carried around for a long time that would have probably been from 2004, 2003, 2002, whatever. And I threw a bunch of stuff in a plastic bag, and I knew that I had to have things shredded. I've never done this before, by the way. But in today's times, you better think about shredding. So I went up to Hempstead's, and I had sat next to the owners of Hempstead's at a cancer league function a few years ago. And then knowing that I had these boxes been sitting outside, you know, Carl had several discs, and I told the guy, I do not want to know what's on those discs. He said, aren't you interested? I said, nope. I don't want to know what's on those discs. I'm laughing because we both have, you know, X's, and God only knows if they're letters or pictures or whatever. I don't, you know, it's yesterday's news. But what the thing is about cleaning up and moving on. So it's something we did yesterday, and they did a great job. What you do is there was a guy named Scotty there who pulled everything out, didn't know that you cannot shred what is it called when you have – oh, X-rays.
You can't shred X-rays.
You can't, like, if you got a metal file and you think, here, no. You like the little metal bars, you must take those out. Your discs have to be removed from the plastic cases. And it costs $60 for me to have three boxes and probably about, I would say 30 discs. Those little ones, floppy discs, stuff.
you know, can have anything plastic. It has to be the paper. But they double shred there, which was really great. They stick it in a big plastic, like one of those roll-out garbage cans, and then they lock it. And then at the end of the day, when several people like myself bring their documents there, they shred it. And I wanted to almost wait for it because it felt so uncomfortable. It really did. I was just kind of freaked out because, you know, there were legal papers and there were all kinds of things that, you know, after a while you just can't carry 50 years of your life around. So anyway, okay, now in the news, Carl, something else that's happening here, and this is from NBC News today. The greatest trick Bernie Sanders ever played was convincing the world the chance he could win didn't exist. Did you know that he had 27%? He was over Joe Biden in the polls in Iowa.
Yes.
Okay.
He's also beaten him in New Hampshire. He's also he's a credible threat, which is now the media is starting to turn on him. In fact, one of the major media sources didn't even use his name once when they were talking about the Iowa caucuses. Now, meanwhile, Bernie is sequestered along with Elizabeth Sanders and Amy Klobuchar or whatever her name is during the impeachment hearings here. Now, they're going to vote Friday whether to hear witnesses. Now, John Bolton supposedly this book, this, you know, that it leaked. The leak about his book about, oh, he knows about what Trump said, just conveniently happened the day that they went on sale online. So, you know, that was kind of a convenient leak. But you have to remember is that Bolton was called a liar, you know, can't be trusted, you know, just every name you could think of by the Democrats, who are now heralding him as the man who's bringing the sun to the chamber, the man who's, you know, that God has touched and will have the truth here. You know, so you can't have it both ways. Anyway, will Bolton, you know, will he even testify? It comes down to the vote. Do we want to have more witnesses? Well, unfortunately for the people that are running for office, if they vote to have witnesses, well, then let's have Biden Hunter in here. Pam Bondi, who is one of the defense attorneys for President Trump, made a big case, a strong case about Hunter Biden is corrupt. And not only Hunter Biden, but also the son of John Kerry was also involved in this company and others. So where the Democrats mentioned the Bidens 400 times when they were speaking during their 3 days, she says, well, this guy who was making, you know, tons of money, who had no experience, who resigned from the board the day his dad decided, you know, his dad declared he was going to run for president. There is something here. There is something in the fact that President Trump said is a corruption here, and we need to, you know, we need to investigate that because supposedly Ukraine and Russia had something to do with our election. So you can't have it both ways. At the same time, Hunter Biden agreed to the child support that the woman was asking for, his mistress, because otherwise he was going to have to reveal 5 years of tax records. And those 5 years, of course, would cover his time in Russia and China.
Well, recently...
I mean, it just looks bad.
Yeah, there was... Levin has his own show, but there was on a Sunday show, I think it's called Live Nation or something. Anyway, so Levin, it's not Mark Levin, but it's Mark Levin. And he had a guy, I'm sorry I didn't write down all this information, but he's recently written a book, and it's all about the corruption, and it's called The Five Bidens. If you, I wish I could tell you the title of the book, but you do a little research on that. And he talks about the five Bidens in the book. I'll have to do some more research on that. But he had done 7 months on one case alone, extensive research about the sons, the brother who did some energy deal out of Puerto Rico. And once you see him coming in the White House, the next thing you know, we're doing a deal with Puerto Rico and energy. And the list goes down with another son, and then a wife, and then the wife, and the brother-in-law. So they're all, like, related with these big deals.
It's Peter Schweitzer. It's called Profiles in Corruption.
Thank you.
Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite. And you'll see Hillary Clinton and, of course, the Bidens, You'll also see Bernie Sanders in there. So it's a he's done this for over a, he's worked on this for over a decade. And so it talks about the Clinton's international money flow, exposed global corruption, and sparking an FBI investigation, bipartisan corruption, and launching congressional investigations. And is now this one is the he's looking at the nation's top progressives and what a into their finances, secret deals, and all these things. And it's a bestseller right now. And it's called Profiles in Corruption. But again, you know what? Again, a book and the author many times has got a, you know, he's got a sword to sharpen there. He's doing this for a reason.
Oh.
It comes out here before the before the election. I mean, you know, fair and unbiased. I mean, how many of those are there? Anytime an author writes something, he's thinking. And so it was his part here. Is there's so many people upset with, you know, the Bidens and the Clintons and the Sanders and all of these Pelosi. Pelosi's
done extensive research though.
Yeah, but you know,
he said everybody could. It's a there's a paper trail on every single one of these. It's not.
But just remember too, and everything he could write could be true. But just remember is that whether they're writing about Trump or they're writing about Biden, there's a horse they're riding for a reason. 7:30 in the morning, let's take a break. It's Alliance Heating and Air bringing us a segment. Been in the North State, of course, for over 25 years, winning best in the North State. Any type of heating or cooling system, they show up on time. They do their work quickly. They do their work professionally at very fair prices. 25 years in the industry and a veteran-owned business. Pam and Martin have done a wonderful job with this company, and it continues to expand. They continue to hire more people. Alliance Heated and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at homecomfort.org. Carl Lindebot, 7:32 in the morning here. It is the 28th of January, 2020. We'll be right back.
I don't know where I'll be too.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number. If you've got, we've got like about 25 minutes here. If you've got something you want to talk about, give us a call today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, the only place that we go to buy a firearm. All the accessories, all the ammunition, all the classes you could possibly want at Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated. And yes, he can match the big box stores, but you get something else. You get great customer service and people that know what they're talking about. That's Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur open Tuesday through Saturday. You know, the last part on this impeachment is the impeachment isn't changing anybody's minds. I mean, this trial. This because people firmly believe it's a political thing. I really believe that. I don't think anybody has said, oh wow, how could I have been thinking that? My whole mind's changed. I don't think that's happening. But can you imagine you're the one of the 100 senators that is trapped in that chamber? No phones, no talk. If you speak to each other, you can go to prison. I mean, these are the rules here if you're doing this whole thing. So do you think those senators are sitting there with their heads slightly cocked, with their hands folded in front of them and their feet, both their feet on the floor, and they're watching and listening to everything? Ha, ha. Things have been going on. People are passing notes like they used to back in high school. They're sitting there giggling. They've dozed off. They've munched on snacks. They've laughed or shaken their heads in disapproval or approval.
You have to raise your hand for a bathroom break?
Yeah. And in fact, Schumer went after this one older Republican senator who said, "You keep going out here to the bathroom." He says, "I'm old. Get back."
Yeah, good.
But see, when you go out in these breaks, then you can kind of catch up on everything.
Yeah, you can
but
use
you
your
can't
phone
have anything there in, you know.
Electronic.
They've got these fidget spinners they're using.
Oh, my God.
People are drawing pictures. They are doing crossword puzzles. It's just can you imagine just sitting there hour after hour after hour just droning on? I mean, this is why you graduated from high school early.
Yeah, I was out of there.
You graduated a year early because you didn't like high school.
I was out of. I was thinking about that midterm. I had my credits. I was talking about this the other day with somebody. In the 70s, you know, if you had enough credits, and because I did summer school every year, people said, you know, the generation younger than me, 10 years, summer school's for dummies. Well, my parents made me go to summer school every summer. It was just part of what the Snook family did. And so I would take one elective that would help me with my next year and then three, whatever. I got involved with student government and I really enjoyed that, which helped to open my world to be able to deal with upperclassmen and go to other schools and see how their student governments run. So that was really good. Let's go to the phones. And, Jimmy, what's on your mind? Your life.
Hi. I heard you guys talking about the impeachment trials and I've been following this very closely. Now, I watched 80% of the intelligence house sessions and the judiciary house sessions.
How can you use the word intelligence and house in the same sentence? Okay.
Well,
sorry.
I won't go into it, but if anybody's seen it, it was completely biased, as we all know. The minority, when they wanted any parliamentary inquiries, they were shot down. Any points of order, they were shot down. They can bring no witnesses forward, and blah, blah, blah. We all know that. So fast forward to the Senate trial. I didn't even watch. I watched about 5 minutes of the House managers make their case. It was the same regurgitated, repetitious nonsense they've been saying the whole time. So I did watch on Saturday, the Trump team do their opening statements, and it was brilliant. And the great part was is they only took just over 2 hours. They made their points, and they said, let's go to recess until Monday. And I'm telling you, John Roberts had the biggest smile on his face because he didn't have to sit there all day. So,
well, it was his birthday yesterday, so maybe he was had maybe he had a Sunday planned or something.
Hopefully, that poor guy. So, go to yesterday. I watched probably 90% of that, and Ken Starr's opening statements, you know, wasn't very riveting to me. And the next few people, but when Pam Bondi got up there, folks, wow. She hammered the Bidens. And the other great part is during the House Intelligence and Judicial sessions, the majority, the Democrats, would go to these CGs and these little film clips, and the minority couldn't do that. They didn't do that. They didn't have time to do that. So, but in these sessions, they did. And they went to all these film clips of, like, Joe Biden bragging about how he withheld aid from Ukraine unless he fired the prosecutor. You know that one?
Oh, yeah, of course.
And that is only the tip of the iceberg, folks. So if you guys can go just watch the Pam Bondi section and the next Trump team guy, I forgot, it's Chris something, they both, I mean, it's undeniable how corrupt and crooked the Bidens were. It's amazing. I was just saying hallelujah, thank God.
The thing about it is we talked a little bit about Bondi and how she tied it in. You know, the Trumps used, not Trumps, but the Democrats during the impeachment hearings that used the term 400 times, the Biden's names 400 times. And, you know, the whole thing is there's something there. There, you know, whether, you know, and what Biden is saying is, hey, I had all the all the other foreign countries, including President Obama, says we want this guy, we want corruption cleaned up, and this is the way to do it, take care of it. It wasn't just me saying it. Well, it was just him saying it, and the way he said it with his bravado and all this, it sounds terrible today. And it still goes back to the fact that they didn't accuse him of quid pro quo. It does not appear anywhere. It's abuse of power. So this whole thing is trumped up, and the and the fact is that every one of the polls you're seeing, it makes no difference to people. That, you know, that one, you're probably the only person that I know of that's watching this. And I know a lot of people, Jimmy. I know a lot of people, and I applaud you for watching it like a good American. But I mean, I sit there and I'll pull it up, and it says you can watch it live on the computer, and I'll do that for like 10 minutes, and I'll just kind of like wander on back out of the room and beat myself up because.
So, Jimmy, you listen to us online, right?
Yes.
Okay, where are you? You travel a great deal with your work. Are you local now, or are you somewhere in another country or another state?
I haven't been out of the country in a couple of years, but I'm pretty local now. I haven't been out of the area for a while. I just had surgery, so I'm on to my next job adventure, doing a Class A trucking.
Okay, excellent. So, you know, get well from your surgery, but you've got time to explore and read and watch. So, we appreciate you so much calling in, and thank you because we love our online listeners, okay? Just really, really, thanks for your input.
Okay, guys.
Thanks.
All right, take care.
Something I want to, well, let's take an early break, and then I want to talk about what the black swan is. Could possibly be. This is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. He's done all of our sound. Carl for Christmas got me, I don't care. I've got CDs and I need a new CD shuffler. So we got a CD, and if you're like looking for components and you want to add on to something that you've had, or you want your big screen or you want your sound bar, we got another little radio in here. They can do AM, FM, you know, because a lot of people want that.
And it's a short wave.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Clyde's Enterprise is located on Hartnell.
At 1250 Hartnell Avenue, or give them a call at 221-4144.
All right, we'll be right back here on KCNR.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
By midweek, who's ready for some cheaper than therapy? Therapy and laughter. We have the perfect remedy. Meet up with friends for drinks and a healthy dose of stand-up comedy at Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Overtime. Each week, we host a variety of comedians with many talents in a cool, intimate setting. Don't miss Comedy Night. Wednesdays at 8 p.m., no cover charge. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Check out the lineup at windriver.com. Comedy is better at the river.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call him at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, celebrating over 10 years on the air. 605-4567 is our phone number here on 748 on the 28th. Of January. And on the phone we have Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Hey, what's the big thing going on now with Pacific Justice Institute? What are y'all working on?
Well, we've got a lot of cases. In fact, we have over 40 cases in active litigation, and the Left Coast is keeping us very, very busy, to say the least. But one of the most important cases that we're having is actually right there in your neck of the woods outside of Reading. It's a case defending Riverview Christian Academy. It's a private boarding school, gets no money from the government. First, it was raided by SWAT, police officers, two canine units, social workers, just raided under false pretense and with no evidence to support or justify it. It was outrageous. It was an old article from BuzzFeed. And old story from BuzzFeed, and then what happened is the Department of Social Services decided to double down and they filed a lawsuit to try to shut it down, even after there was nothing to justify it, except they said that since counseling, they alleged, was provided, therefore it needs to not be under the Department of Education, which has been for 20 years. Instead, it needs to be under the Department of Social Services, where there they will be required the school as a community facility to let students have full sexual exploration rights.
So what were they counseling? It's a private school, right?
Right, private Christian boarding school, and they don't even provide counseling. If parents want, they will drive the child to a third-party counselor of the parents, at parents' request, the parents paying for it. That's it. They just provide transportation upon the request of parents. And yet the zealous extremists of the Department of Social Services said, that's all we need. That's all we need to shut down this Christian boarding school, which they so evidently despise because of its biblical teachings. And they have an incredible success rate with these kids, much, much better than any government-run program by the state of California by far. Those are failures completely. So it's outrageous. We at Pacific Justice are representing them. The state requested an injunction to shut them down in September. We defeated that. The judge said, whoa, this is serious to shut down a school like this. Constitutionally, the judge saw very serious problems with that. And now it's going to go to a full trial on the merits. But this is a very important case people need to keep their eyes open for. And we definitely have a high priority on this case.
Well, tell people quickly what the Pacific Justice Institute does, Brad.
You bet. Yeah, we at the Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit, a 501c3 legal defense organization. We defend religious freedom for everyone, parents' rights, and the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge. We have offices in Northern and Southern California. We handle more cases on the West Coast doing this work than any other legal organization in the country, bar none. And we have offices in 5 states. And we founded it in 1997 with the help of former U.S. Attorney General Ed Meese.
You know, Brad, primarily the Pacific Justice Institute. I mean, everything is, when you take on a case, it's pro. It's free for the people.
Right.
And
absolutely.
Is Christianity under attack here in the United States?
Oh, without question. Without question. We at Pacific Justice sued the city of San Rafael in Mendocino County this last year after they levied, get this, a property tax against all churches and synagogues. We stepped in. We filed a lawsuit. The judge struck it down as a violation of the state constitution because what the government can tax, the government can control and even destroy. The judge got that. And that's a very important case. And we also, in California, Southern California, we're defending in a Border Patrol case the rights of women not to have to dress and shower and be naked in front of men who come in their locker room on the pretext or claim that they feel like they're a woman, even though they're 100% man and sexually attracted to women. That's their claim, and because of that, these women are having, this one woman in particular is having to dress in the parking lot in her pickup truck, hoping no one is looking at her. That's outrageous.
Is this because somebody that is, okay, let me make sure I get this straight. So this is Border Patrol people, the officers.
Right.
So one of the Border Patrol male officers says that he identifies as a woman, so he's in there wanting to shower with the other women.
Right, exactly. And he said, by the way, he allegedly said, and by the way, I shower with the curtain open, whether you like it or not, end quote. That's how outrageous this is. And he is 100% man. Every cell in his body says who he is. He's a man. His anatomy says he's a man. So this is very alarming. Yet we at Pacific Justice Institute have taken this on. We do not believe this kind of dehumanizing of people and women in particular as any place as a condition for employment with the United States government. It's a very important case that we're taking on. We have another case involving defending a pastor. By the way, about 30% of our budget now is criminal defense, defending pastors and ministers who are sharing their faith in public places, legally sharing it in public places, and yet they're being criminally prosecuted in cities by intolerant police officers who have other agendas, who don't like their messaging, and we're having to come in and criminally defend them. One is pastor up in Spokane. He went to observe a drag queen story hour at a public library, public place, publicly advertised. The police wouldn't let him in because they asked him, he had a Bible in his hand. They said, excuse me, do you support them? And he says, no, I don't agree with it, but I want to watch, I want to observe and just, you know, be prey to myself, you know, for these kids who are going to be in there watching, these young children. And the police says, oh, no, then you can't be in there. And then they handcuffed him, arrested him when he laid claim to his rights not to be discriminated against because he's a Christian. And we have represented him. We got the charges dismissed. The judge said this is unconstitutional. We got the charges dismissed. They've appealed it, and now we're defending him up on appeal. This is the kind of growing intolerance that we see towards people of faith that we at Pacific Justice Institute take on and represent without charge all across the United States as needed.
We've only got a couple of minutes left. You know, I remember the famous cake cases where they refused to bake a cake. And I think it was in Colorado. There's been several of those cases. And how has it worked its way to the Supreme Court?
Yes, it has. It's going to come back again. It was narrowly, very, very narrowly decided. A very narrow decision. It's going to come back again. They have a Flores case. Actually, it's going to be come back. We believe that the five votes are there thanks to President Trump with outstanding judicial appointments, unbelievable outstanding judicial appointments, that they're going to protect the First Amendment free exercise rights of religion under the Constitution for people in business. In fact, we even have a training seminar on our webpage on the rights of business owners to live their faith and share their faith to their employees, their customers, et cetera. And we defend them without charge. We even have a book, Reclaim Your School, how you people can legally evangelize and share their faith in public schools. That's available without charge. And if anyone wants to get our regular case updates once a week, they can sign up to get our Legal Insider on our website without charge. And that's sort of our theme, once again, is without charge. We do all our work that way. And I want to thank those of you in our audience who support our work to make that possible.
Okay. Now, how do people get a hold of you and all that?
It's really easy. They just go to pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice, one word, .org, and there they can get a hold of all of our resources. The shorter version is pji.org. That's another way, pji.org. We've got great resources. Sign-up sheets, and I love to have excuses to come back to Reading to speak at groups, churches, etc. I was born in Reading. I love to come back to my hometown, and I just it's a great place to visit, and I really appreciate all the people there in Reading who support our work.
I didn't know you're from Reading.
Yeah, I was born in Reading back in 1964. Okay, I just revealed my age.
That's all right.
That's okay. It doesn't make you a bad
You're younger
person.
Than we are, so there you go. How does that feel today?
You're younger than Linda. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Brad,
okay,
thanks a lot.
Thank you, and keep up the great work. I really appreciate your radio station. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so what I talked about earlier in this last 2 minutes, and not to be a downer, but there is an article out about, and I'd be curious to know from people who are, that this coronavirus is a term that they call a black swan event could happen on Wall Street. It refers to a rare and unpredictable occurrence that is beyond what is expected and has severe consequence. So through the world right now with what's happening, we're all in shock over, you know, the helicopter crash and so many other things that are going on right now, the impeachment trials, et cetera. But this coronavirus is something that's spreading. There's fear that's happening throughout the world. Flights are being canceled. One of the headlines is the guys who do the, you know, air traffic control because flights are being diverted, canceled, et cetera. We have friends that are traveling abroad right now. We think about that. So we're going to keep our eyes open to see if this truly is maybe in our lifetime a black swan event.
Okay. We'll be right back after the news with our guest from Haven Humane.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. President Trump's legal team wraps up its opening argument in his Senate impeachment trial today by raising a broad-based attack on the case against him. Meanwhile, it's sidestepping allegations in a new book by former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who writes that Mr. Trump wanted to withhold military aid from Ukraine until it committed to helping with investigations into Democratic rival Joe Biden. At the trial yesterday, attorney Alan Dershowitz explored the issue of motive as it relates to abuse of power.
Dershowitz told the Senate the mere presence of political motivations hardly qualifies as an impeachable offense.
Presidents often have mixed motives that include partisan, personal benefits, along with the national interest.
He said to conclude such mixed motives amount to an abuse of power would require that the president be psychoanalyzed by his critics.
Such a subjective probing of motives cannot be the legal basis for a serious accusation of abuse of power.
And yet Dershowitz says that's exactly what the House used as the cornerstone of its abuse of power accusation. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
President Trump is set to unveil his much-anticipated Middle East peace plan today.
Palestinians have already rejected his proposed Mideast peace deal with Israel, but the president expects they ultimately will agree to the White House blueprint.
They probably won't want it initially, but I think in the end they will. I think in the end they're going to want it.
The president calls it a great plan that he hopes will break the Israeli-Palestinian stalemate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The United States and several other nations are preparing to airlift citizens out of a Chinese city at the center of a virus outbreak that's killed more than 100 people. Hong Kong's leader says it'll cut all rail links to mainland China and halve the number of flights. President Trump's travel ban on travelers from predominantly Muslim countries is going back before a federal appeals court today. On Wall Street, the Dow's ahead 223 points. More details at townhall.com.
You might wonder why Australians always seem so relaxed. Well, it comes down to sleep. And we can sleep like a koala full of gum leaves. So we've invented a solution to your sleep problems. It's called Pronto Sleep. Pronto Sleep is a two-in-one solution that helps you fall asleep and stay asleep. Pronto gently opens your nose to focus breathing so you can relax and fall into the land of nod. And the built-in scent diffuser delivers a blend of four pure essential oils all night long for a beaut sleep naturally. Then Pronto replenishes the oils ready for the next night. Clever, eh? And does it work? Well, in trials, 84% of people with trouble sleeping found Pronto helped them fall asleep. 74% found it helped them stay asleep. You'll find Pronto now at select Walgreens, Amazon, or at prontosleep.com. Pronto Sleep is the gift of sleep from Australia.
From RhinoMed, bringing you advanced nasal therapies.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has withdrawn his request for parliamentary immunity from prosecution on corruption charges.
Mr. Netanyahu described the immunity proceedings in Israel's parliament as a circus and a dirty game. MPs were expected to reject his bid to shield himself from prosecution. His main rival in the run-up to Israel's third election in a year, Benny Gantz, was flying back from his meeting with President Trump in order to lead the immunity debates.
BBC correspondent Tom Bateman reporting. U.S. consumer confidence showed a strong gain in January, bolstered by continued strength in the job market. The Conference Board says its consumer confidence index rose to a reading of 131.6 this month, up from 128.2 in December. Lynn Franco, Senior Director of Economic Indicators at the Conference Board, says the increase reflects more positive assessment of the current job market. News and analysis at townhall.com. Ireland's Prime Minister has warned Britain that Brexit is far from finished.
The UK is due to leave the EU on Friday, the first nation in the bloc to do so. Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar said Monday that the European Union is a union of 27 member states. The UK is only one country. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is adamant that he won't agree to extend the Brexit transition beyond the end of 2020, even if a deal has not been struck. Varadkar, however, said it would be difficult to secure a comprehensive agreement in time, and there was a chance a deal might need to be approved by parliaments in all 27 EU countries, any of which could hold it up. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Chipotle has been hit with a $1.3 million fine over more than 13,000 child labor violations at its Massachusetts restaurants. Attorney General Maura Healey ordered the largest child labor penalty ever issued by the state against the Mexican restaurant chain after finding an estimated 13,000 child labor violations. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Is that enough? Can you hear that okay?
Okay. Okay.
Celebrating over 10 years on the air, 8:05 in the morning here on the 28th of January, 2020. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the weather today. Showers then, chance of showers with our highs of 56, mostly cloudy tonight with our overnight lows of 42. We're going to give you a weekly, forecast here. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 62 and our overnight lows of 47. Thursday calls for mostly cloudy with a high of 69. Thursday night, mostly cloudy. Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 72. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 70. And Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, chance of a slight chance of showers. Then partly sunny with a high near 60. So again, we said this in the earlier hour. If you are going to tailgate, you want to do that kind of thing in your Jumbotron, bring a little umbrella just in case. Partly cloudy on that Sunday night with a low of 37, and Monday calls for sunny with a high near 55. That's your forecast, and that's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Well, we're very, very excited about having our friends here. It's very important that we always partner with our Haven Humane, which is doing great things because we all have our beloved pets. Some are lost. Some have to be surrendered. You have so many things that you do for the community. It's a vitally important part of having a great shelter. So we appreciate you being here with us today.
Thank
in Haven
you for
Humane.
Having us.
We have April and we have Jim.
April Scott and Jim Lewis.
Good morning.
Yep. Yes, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
So we've got a number of things you guys have got going on. Your second Tuesday
Super
club.
Super busy, yes.
Week from
February 11th.
Yeah, 2 weeks from today.
Right before Valentine's Day. Yeah.
So, April, is your title like special events, HR, public relations?
Director of Development is my actual title, but I feel like I wear several hats.
Yes, absolutely, as many of you do. I mean,
We come in with even though it's always Development Director, you come in and you've got your fingers on a lot of different things.
Lots of different things. The events, the money coming in. I go out and talk to sponsors and donors and living will and trust. I go out and meet with attorneys and CPAs and things of that nature to let them know what we got going on.
And a lot of times people don't know is that you in your trust, you can leave something to the Haven Humane.
Absolutely. They can. We have people call in. They want to donate their house, their car. It's kind of comical, but we get a lot of calls saying, I don't necessarily want to leave money to my children because they will not use it wisely. Can I give it to you instead? And, of course, absolutely.
So, it's true.
It's very true.
Not you, April, but to Haven Humane.
No, not to me, April.
But. Yeah, but no, I mean, it's, why not leave money to, especially if you see that maybe your children aren't using it wisely. Or,
or maybe your kids don't need it. Maybe they've been successful.
And that
you like to leave a donation. And you love animals.
Yes.
And, it doesn't necessarily mean the kids are being nasty. It just means, if we had something like that, our kids are
doing
successful.
Well. People leave money to Haven Humane or the library or both.
Or both.
National Rifle Association has a lot of these. Believe it or not.
There is something in a trust if you have
even trust.
That you have to pull out $10,000 a year. I think those are CDs or some kind of money thing. And I do remember a friend of mine in Sacramento that used to gift like that.
Yeah.
Out of that $10,000, it had to be pulled out. I don't know what that is. Is that a CD or a trust or,
you know,
I don't know.
I'm not really sure. We work with Anne Marie Tyrell. It's Stifel Investments. And we also work with Margarita. I can never pronounce her name correctly, but she's taking over for Campbell and Clark, the attorneys. And so, you know, it's all legal,
right.
And we tell them to reach out to certified,
right,
you know, public accountants or attorneys or investment firms, and then they work directly with our CFO to make all that happen.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, that's good. So that's good news that we're sharing today. Okay, the second Tuesday Club is February 11th. You need to mark your calendars. We're going to be giving you lots of dates. That's at the Black Bear Diner.
Yes, they've been wonderful to us.
Yes.
And from 5 to 9.
There you go. Let's talk about, okay, we can go over dates.
Sure.
Well, let's talk about Giving Tuesday, how that worked for you this year. Besides all of these dates that we're talking about going on, tell us what the projection is for 2020.
Well, we're hoping to come in. I always try to project a 20% increase over the year before. Giving Tuesday, we were able to do that. We were also able to do that in 2019 with our golf tournament. We grew our golf tournament by almost 40%.
Wow.
So, yeah, people are really coming on board with our events.
That is so much fun, by the way.
It was so much fun.
It
turned out we sold out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did it. We've done it 3 years in a row, and we do a live remote, which is so beautiful. It's July 10th, by the way. Do mark your calendars. Get in early for
yes.
that. And what does it cost for a round of four?
A round of four is $500, or you can play as an individual, and we will pair you with a team for $125. And we still have sponsorship levels open. We sold probably six of them already, so people are already geared up and wanting to come and join and participate and save their spot, et cetera. So it'll sell out again.
Yeah, we played last year with two guys we didn't know. One was a car dealer out of Anderson. Out of Red Bluff, and another guy. What was really sweet about it is that they, you know, I'm not that great of a player, but it's best ball. And they were, you know, it feels good when you're the only girl out of a foursome that they didn't roll their eyes or shake their head. They were just very gracious. And I think when you're doing something like this and you're raising money for Haven Humane, it's just a thought, you know, like go out and enjoy the day. Know that you're doing something great for our animals in the North State.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Yeah.
We also discovered that the we are at the 15th hole. Instead of going down 15, 16, 17, at the 15th, you can just cut right across to the path that takes you right up to the clubhouse.
Yeah.
So this next year, we may just give us bogeys or whatever else, our average.
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need to do, because we're going to go up there and sit.
Have a cocktail.
So
cocktail.
This time, when we get in, there'll be some food
we
left.
Were the last, and we were so hot. We were just completely drenched, and we were there like, maybe one little tablespoonful left of food. We're so famished.
No, they brought it out. But everybody was eating, and they were giving away prizes by the time the last two foursomes came in. So this time, we're cutting across at 15 and getting it coming up.
Well,
we'll
tell anybody.
Exactly. No, and if we, we're live
on
the air.
We're not in contention unless Dan plays with us. Only then are we in contention.
Yeah. I don't know what his plans are for this year.
Yeah.
He'll play. I just don't know whom he's playing with.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. You know, we understand that people snatch him up
he's a floater.
Mark.
He's a floater.
Well, you know what?
When
you've got a guy that can drive.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding you. And on a par five at Riverview, he can drive it so that your next club you use is a pitching wedge from close.
Well, by the way, that's how we met him.
End.
We met Dan on the
from close
the golf course.
In. And I'm not it's not like a 100-yard shot. It's closer than that on a par five with one drive. And I just looked at him after he did it, and I said,
buddy. I don't know what
he's going to be able to do this all day. And he says, I wish I knew.
Anyway, that's the July 10th, so you know it's a lot of fun. And if you want to do something for Haven where you can take your family out and enjoy, you know, a beautiful day on a Riverview, it's $125 a person.
It's $125 a person. And again, I get this a lot. Well, I don't golf very well. You don't have to golf at all. Come out and practice
with
people who
that.
Do.
Yeah.
We can prove. Yeah.
And there's lunch.
There's lunch
afterwards and a banquet.
Put us all together. Have one person. Well, like we had Didn't we have the...
We had two guys. I said it while you were out of the room. We had the red blood guy.
But, you know,
I wish
what?
I knew their names.
The
but
idea
anyway.
Is because there's people out on almost all the holes. There's water, there's drinks, there's all types of stuff. You
yeah, and
there.
The drink cart is already sponsored, so you will have cocktails throughout. So if you can't play, you can fake it.
And you say sponsored, you mean free?
No, there's...
They're just...
But what's really great... No, because they're raising money, honey.
No,
but,
we can't supply all the cocktails.
No. It's just great. No, but what I'm saying is, and then there's certain holes that are sponsored with little games.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just fun.
It's just fun. Yeah,
it's
we raffle
really
off some
good,
great prizes.
Really fun. Okay, now listen, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we are here with April and Jim from Haven Humane. I know that we just dilly-dallied there on the whole golf tournament, but we're just trying to drive home that we want you to open your calendars right now because there's some really fun things coming up. We talked about Black Bear Diner on February 11th, which is the second Tuesday club where they donate a portion of what you go out and eat back to Haven Humane.
20%.
20% is a really nice donation per meal. And we're going to come right back here on KCNR.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. They have three branches, one, of course, at 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff. Another at 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading, just a block south of Jack's. And, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell in the O'Reilly Shopping Center there on the outside there along the road. And go on in there. Find out how they want to move your dreams forward. Locally owned, community-oriented, Cornerstone Community Bank. Dan, hang on to after the break, and we'll get right to you.
How much is that doggy in the window, the one with the waggly tail? How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a 6-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
PG&E is not fun anymore. Worried about high electricity rates and the reliability of power in the future? A propane generator can use all your propane in just a few days. Solar power from Advanced Power Ready is the solution. Advanced Power has been installing their lithium batteries for 5 years. They have more experience with battery systems than other local installers. With a 10-year warranty and 20-year expected life, enjoy years of trouble-free service. Why just have a grid-tied system when you can make and store your own energy? Enjoy power independence and gain control over increasing rates. Their batteries can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading offers zero down with up to 25-year financing. Call today at 226-0701 and let them show you how to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. Call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by 843 North Market Street, Reading.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243 7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hey, welcome back. And who let the dogs out?
Wasn't me.
KCNR. Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR. 8:21 in the morning, 28th of January. It's 48 degrees. It's raining, I know, because I walked outside. And just to see for sure, because I don't trust the weather reports
Slicker
every day.
Slicker weather.
Yes, and I wonder if it's snowing up where I'm going to be going to on the mountain, or if it's just going to be
Well, you
slides.
Have a four-wheel drive. You'll
yeah,
be fine.
Oh, yeah. You know. Look who's sending me up there.
You got four-wheel drive and chains, plus you got on your combat boots. Hey, you know what? This is a really important portion for us to be talking about Haven Humane here, because we think it's important to educate people. And let's go to the phones. Dan, you're on the line. We're here with Haven Humane.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. You're live. What's on your mind?
Well, this is Dan Scott, April's husband, and I just called to defend myself.
Hi, Dan.
You know what, Dan?
Good morning.
I tell these stories every time. You know what happened, 8 years ago, probably. But we played golf with you twice, and I swear to God, Dan is the, you know, he has humility, at least on the golf course. After playing around, playing 18 holes with Dan, Linda and I looked at him and said, Dan, why don't we see you on TV every week? And Dan's answer was this. He says, because I'm as good as any of them. Couple of days.
So Dan,
he says it's that third day.
What's on your mind? I know you're calling to support your beautiful wife, April, but what's on your mind?
Well, I was calling because, you're talking to the wrong person when it comes to getting paired on the team. You actually have to talk to Mark now, since he's got me locked down, so I don't really have a choice in who I play with anymore.
Well, you know what? I know Mark does that. You know what? Yeah. And then when I say, well, I understand you're going to have your own ringer on the team. Oh, no. I don't know where he's going to end up. I know that's not true.
Yeah, right.
I know that's
okay.
That's your example of Air Force honesty.
No, it's really going to be great. Again, it's July 10th, and yeah, that's where we met Dan, one of these tournaments.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking that maybe we should do the media day again. That would be a lot of fun. But really, I just wanted to call and thank Haven for all they do. I'm a huge supporter. The golf tournament is going to be amazing, and the more people, the better. So I just wanted to call and say hi and thank them for all that they do.
And she is here. She is here because you can hear her. And this isn't a remote. Yeah. So we're not in Las Vegas. We're not in Las Vegas getting ready to go out. Okay.
I was always concerned about that, but you all have a great morning.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
Thanks, Dan. Okay, now
Bye. We
talked a lot about golfing this morning, but something that's very, very important, and that's the vaccine clinic.
Yes, we do it now every Wednesday. It used to be every other Wednesday, or the first and third. But now it's every Wednesday in our classroom from 2 to 4 p.m., the general public can come in and get their pets their annual vaccines, their boosters, microchipping, all that good stuff, their dog licenses, without having to pay an exam fee or any of the other associated costs.
So it's like a package, and it's published on your Facebook page under the Spay and Neuter Clinic tab.
Yeah, you can get individual vaccines, or you can do, they have puppy packages, kitten packages, adult dog packages, all that kind of stuff based on where your dog is or your cat is in their life, and you can save a little money by getting it all packaged together, or you can just come in for the one rabies vaccine you need.
I remember some time ago when I got a, in L.A., when I had rescued a dog, and she wasn't neutered. And they said, you know, come back and get her neutered. Well, I'm telling you what, because I brought her home with our boy dog, she was pregnant with then I don't know what. So anyway, we had her puppies, and that was all good. But it's like, I don't think you guys do that now. If a dog comes in and they're not neutered or spayed, mm-hmm. you guys take care of that, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's called control.
Yeah, any
animal control.
Yeah, any animal that comes in as a stray or that's surrendered to us mm-hmm. Before it's allowed to leave the facility as an adoption, it has to be spayed or neutered. That's California state law that animals leaving shelters have to.
Probably have changed since the 70s.
Yes,
you know.
I'm sure.
And chipped also, right?
Yeah, we microchip everything, give them all the vaccines that they're eligible for as an adoption. Of course, if you bring your public animal in for a vaccination, it's not going to get spayed or neutered. But that's you.
Okay, but
we encourage it, but it won't, you know.
Would you chip the animal if somebody wanted them to do that during the vaccination time, or is that a different time?
No, they can do it during that mm-hmm. clinic also.
The reason I'm saying this is sometimes a dog will get out, or a cat, and somebody grabs it. Now, do you chip cats?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. And so the animal control or Haven Humane, if they pick them up, the first thing they do is they run their wand across mm-hmm. it to see if there's a chip on the animal, because you put them probably in about the same spot everywhere, you know, all the time.
Yeah, right between the shoulder blades.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so they can't get to it. Mm-hmm. So they and then they do that, and they find out that, oh, well, this little animal, that's its address, you know, two doors down.
Right.
So you'll return it. It doesn't come into Haven Humane.
Yeah, we do that with every animal we find. We do it in the field generally, and then when they get into the office, we do it again. And we'll do it again the next time we give them vaccinations, just in case we missed it somehow. If you don't hold the wand close enough, or the chip sometimes migrates through the body to a different spot. So,
that'd be something interesting to take our dog into, because we had her chipped and we got her. She's 11 now. Mm-hmm. Now, do you have to up your...
Renew the chip.
Well, here's the thing. With our chip, we use the Home Again brand, and there's several others. And it's free to have that chip always contain your information, your address, telephone
right.
number, et cetera. And the general public doesn't get that information. They hold it in a database. If someone finds your dog and gets that info,
right.
they'll call the microchip company, and the microchip company will call you.
Right.
So you're not giving your information out to strangers.
Yeah, but I think what she's talking about, does it degrade at all during the time?
Do you have to have it updated?
No, the chip doesn't degrade. It stays mm-hmm. the entire lifespan of the pet. Now, they will send you emails and reminders. Make sure you pay up so that you don't lose your package and stuff. That's like a VIP thing where they, if you report mm-hmm. your animal missing, they send out faxes to the vet's offices and animal shelters that say this pet's missing, but it's completely free through Home Again to have your information just on mm-hmm. the chip.
Mm-hmm. And if you move, if you change your number, that happens a lot. People forget to
right.
update their
right.
addresses and
there,
information.
And there is sometimes a charge if you've moved and you need
right.
to update your information. Mm-hmm. If you haven't been paying the annual fee, they'll mm-hmm. they'll get you for a nickel or a dime to
chip,
change the info.
Would that chip work on a person?
Well, it would technically, yeah. It's just a little RFID thing.
Yeah, that's all it is. If you put it in between, the shoulder blades of your child, mm-hmm. you could chip your child.
No, and here's the thing too about the chip that sometimes people are curious about is that it's not a tracking device. We couldn't track our children or our dogs with it. It's just like the little RFID thing at the grocery store. You have to scan the chip.
I wish we could track our dogs.
A barcode.
That would be cool.
I think they actually are coming out
yes.
with a chip that has the app that you can actually just log into your app at any time, and you know exactly where your dog is
right.
with the GPS.
That's great.
Okay. Now, here's the thing about it. I think we'd be wasting our money with Elk Killer, because there's only four spots she's ever at. You know?
That's not true. Well, we have our dog sitter. She does take lots of little side trips. She takes a Sundial Bridge trip. She takes a walk around Mary Lake trip. You know, when we come back, Jim, I'd really like to, we've got a lot of things to cover, but Jim, I would like to, I think our listeners would like to know, you are a shelter manager.
That's correct.
Let's talk about what your background is and what brought you to Haven Humane and what it is. And there's only specific people that walk this planet that can really be great doing that kind of work.
Sure. I'm happy to talk about
it. All right. So this portion of the show is brought to you one of my favorite jewelry places, Four Winds Jewelry. They've been with us since day one as we started here on KCNR. free stones, not free stones, but, you know.
I was going to say I'm in.
Single stones. if you have like
I think
a,
you could say loose
if you,
stones.
Yeah, loose stones. Thank you. But if you need to have a piece of an antique piece or, you know, vintage, and you're worried about maybe your stones aren't locked in to their setting or whatever, go take it to our experts, of course, Watch Repair. Just, you know, what your one-stop shop. Four Winds Jewelry, located in Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back here on KCNR.
The secret. Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed. He chooses the comfort on his side. I choose mine. We feel incredible.
Ooh, I heard about that. Can it really help you fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming our feet on either side.
But can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and automatically adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night.
I don't think it's a secret anymore.
Sleep Number. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. From $9.99.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now, back to our show.
All right.
live right here. We're talking about Disneyland.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Disney World.
Well, this is Disney World.
Is that your thing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's 8:34 in the morning, 48 degrees, raining. It should start clearing up today. The weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. And this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Ready and Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day, 24 hours a day, a day a week, 7 days a week, Sharon Clark will give you the best care for your loved ones or for you if you've had an injury or surgery and you don't need full-time care, but you need some. I just saw something where one of our friends is suffering from dementia, and it looks like they need a lot of help, and they should talk to Sharon Clark. She'll give them a free in-home consultation and talk about the best way to go forward with this. You can learn more at Home Helpers at 226-8350 or readinghomehelpers.com. We're here with April Scott and Jim Lewis from Haven Humane.
And before we took a break, we talked with Jim, and we want to talk about, give a face to some of the people that do work in Haven Humane. When you're driving down 273 on the way to Anderson and you see the shelter, you know, you think about when you go into a shelter. I don't know about you. I mean, it's a happy, but there's a gut wrench because of the fact that you see what the conditions sometimes of what can happen when pets are come in. And then some who have been there, because we have our pet of the week every Friday morning that Amy brings in, and maybe they've been in for 200 days. That's a long time to be behind a cage, even though you do walk the dogs and all that other stuff. So, Jim, let's talk a little bit about your history. What brings you to Reading?
Born here. Well, I was born on a military base, actually, down in Oceanside, and I lived there for a month, but I've been in Reading ever since.
Are you an Army, Navy?
Marines.
Marines.
That's what my dad was, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for service. So, yeah. And then you came up to Reading after that. He moved up here. Your family moved up here.
Yeah, my family moved up. He stayed in a little longer, but we moved back up here. This is where he's from and his whole family's from.
Oh, so, excellent.
Yeah, I'm a Reading boy.
Okay, and so have you always had an affinity for animals? What brought you to Haven, this job?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've always been a big animal lover. I've been a vegetarian or a vegan for more of my life than I haven't been now, and that kind of all stems from that same thing. You know, I just, I was, to be honest, I was aimless sort of when I was a younger man. And then, after I was a stay-at-home dad for a little while with my daughters, then realized that wasn't financially feasible for us anymore. So I just came out looking for a job and kind of stumbled into Haven Humane Society in 2011. I signed on there as an adoption specialist, just at the front desk trying to get dogs and cats adopted out. And I loved it immediately. I saw the animal regulation officers going in and out. This was back when we all shared the same building.
Hey there, we're Armstrong and Getty. Check out our show on the new 2019 lineup on KCNR 1460 AM.
All right.
And soon to be night.
Okay, that's fine. Then I want you to know, because we're trying
yeah,
to. That's an old. Yeah, okay, go ahead, Jim.
That's okay.
So let's go right.
Sure.
Gloss over that.
So,
and say you're at the front desk, and then you saw the regulation.
Animal regulation.
I'm listening. I'm right there with you.
Yep.
I'm tracking with you, buddy.
Gotcha. I saw him going in and out. We were in the same building, and I just felt like that might be a way I really wanted to help animals, and I thought maybe that's like, you know, the quote-unquote front lines of that situation. So I started kind of just following those officers around. I actually volunteered on one of my days off just to do ride-alongs with one of the officers and started getting training before it was, you know, a position available or anything. And then when one became available, I said, hey, I've been volunteering. What do you think about me? I signed on, did that for a year or so. Position came up as a kennel manager, and I volunteered and begged Mark to let me show him that I could do that job as an interim person, and then eventually became just the full-time kennel manager.
Can you tell us and share with us what that means?
Yeah, so then the kennel manager, I was in charge of the kennels, basically everything on the back half of the buildings, everything except for the front desk and the vet hospital. And in charge of the grounds, in charge of the facilities, all that good stuff. I think I had a crew of maybe like 8 people or 11 people back then. Cut to another year or two later, our adoption manager decides to move to Hawaii. I don't know why. I don't know what's so special about that place.
Because she could.
Exactly. So, yeah, she went out there, and then I came to Mark again and said, hey, I think it might be wise, instead of hiring an adoptions manager, that we combine these two jobs so that we can build, like, a better relationship between the two departments and try to get everything operating more smoothly under one umbrella, et cetera. He said, are you sure? That's a lot of work for one person. I don't think that, you know, someone should have to do all that. I said, nah, I got it. And now he likes to make fun of me for it.
Oh, that's wonderful. I think it's important that we give a face to the people who are behind the scenes, and it's important work. Now, we've got some save the dates here. We've got the Doggy Dash, March 21st. Do you care to go down, talk about these dates, April?
Absolutely. Doggy Dash, again, March 21st. It's at Turtle Bay, or Sundial Bridge. And you can get there at 8, sign in. You can get your T-shirt and all your goodies. The gun will go off, or the horn will go off, if you will, at 8:40. It's the only certified dog-friendly 5 and 10K run here. So certified just means if you're an avid runner, it counts against your time. So it's certified timed. It's a lot of fun. The kitten shower is on April 25th. We have our kitten nursery, and we'll hopefully, Jim, you can tell me, we're hopefully going to have a whole bunch of kittens. It's just like a baby shower.
I have March 28th.
That's a typo, and I only changed my notes. I apologize.
Okay, no, which date is it?
It's April 25th.
Okay,
it's
April
our
25th.
Kitten nursery shower.
Okay, and tell us what that means.
It's just like a baby shower, and think of it the same way. You know, you have newborns coming in, and you're going to need things for them. So they can go to our Amazon wish list, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, last year we had
little
mimosa,
baby bottles.
Little baby bottle, little kitten bottle. I mean, yes,
baby
and
bottle,
formula,
yeah.
No diapers, but it's very cute. We'll have tons of kittens. And we'll have specific ones that you can come in and cuddle. And it's a lot of fun for moms and daughters. They came in last year, and there's mimosas and hors d'oeuvres. And it is a really fun event.
Oh, my
gosh. We definitely want you to come down for that. Pet Fest, basically we turn Haven Humane into an entire carnival, and that will happen on May 2nd. That's a good time, and it's from noon to 4 this year.
Great.
And, everybody seems to have a really good time. And then we also have, you can come out for the clinic on the same day. Jim, do you want to mention that?
On May 2nd.
Yeah, it'll be similar to our vaccine clinics that are held on Wednesday with the low-cost vaccinations and licensing and all that good stuff, low-cost microchipping. We talked about that earlier. I know we briefly mentioned it, and I hate to get us off the track again, but with the microchipping, we were talking about scanning them in the field and realizing where the animal lives. We didn't explicitly say it, but if our officers do that and find the house, they're going to just deliver your animal back to you. And same with the dog license. If your dog is licensed and has its license on its collar, we find out the address. We go right to your door and say, here's your dog back. Don't let it happen over and over and over again. Cause
right, right.
Eventually we're going to charge you.
Yes.
Well, what happens if somebody, you know, is gone to work and the dog keeps getting out? Right? Mm-hmm. Do they get a fine at a certain period of time?
There can be fines associated with dogs running at large. That's like the technical term.
Yes.
But we try to be forgiving if people are doing what they can to prevent that. Sometimes...
You have an escape artist.
Yeah, a smart husky is going to knock open the latch, or maybe a terrier is going to dig under. So it's all situational, but technically running at large is a fine.
Yeah, and something I'm not seeing on here that I pulled up on your website, which, by the way, is very in-depth. It's a great website.
Or actually, you're going to be seeing a new one here soon.
Okay, but we have Camp Love a Pet.
Yes, we do.
So with the early registration for that, that's June 13th through the 27th. We always have somebody on.
Yeah.
And that's the 2020 dates, I guess. Is that correct?
Yes. It should be updated dates on there, actually. This Saturday, February 1st, is when registration opens.
Oh, wonderful.
You can come in. We open at 8 o'clock. You can get in line and try to register for Camp Love a Pet.
Get there early.
Camps.
There's always a line out
there.
There's
always a line. It's getting more popular each year.
Well, that's so wonderful.
It's a good problem to have.
It's a great problem to have. And when we talk about Cub Scouts, Eagle Scouts, what a wonderful thing to have on your resume.
Yeah.
Resume building for kids.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And I did, last year was my first year that I was a counselor at the camp instead of just a gopher.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a lot of fun. I still see some of the kids around. I'll see them at my daughter's school, and they see me, Jim, oh, my gosh. but you talk about the Cub Scouts and Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts and stuff and how that's good for your resume. a lot of those campers start as campers, and then they eventually become junior counselors. So they're not, they're no longer coming to Camp Love a Pet as a camper. They're volunteering their time to help us lead the younger campers.
Right.
So
it's
really a great program.
Unified kind of situation where you feel like you're part of something bigger than yourself. Yeah. And then, of course, these are all about marking your calendar. We've talked about Doggy Dash, which is March 21st, the Kitten Shower, which is April 25th.
Yeah. And then Pet Fest, May 2nd. We talked a little bit about that. Mm-hmm. And then May 23rd, which is not on there that I added in, we're having our third annual cooking class at Sizzle's Kitchen. So that'll be a really good time, and we're going to center it around things like barbecue sauces and stuff because it is coming into the summertime and summertime cocktails, et cetera.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about another great event that's happening in October that's one of our favorites.
Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Ooh,
does Broadway.
Okay, well, that was one of the best costumed out and table events that we went to last year. Hey, let's take a break, Carl, and this portion of the show is brought to you by
Safford Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments, 244-9478, the best place to ever get a haircut. It's Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with April and Jim from Haven Humane.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and away from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you will be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Five Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:49 in the morning, 49 degrees out there, showering. And just a quick update on the FM side of it, because I just got an email from somebody, is that we have checked everything down here, and it appears the signal is getting up to the hill. So Carl's driving up the side of a mountain today with his four-wheel drive to get up and take a computer and plug into the other end of this and then call Minnesota so they can then take over the computer and see how see what's wrong with it, like they did yesterday. So that's going on, and hopefully that all this will be finished up by noon today, if I can get up there.
You can. Well, all right, we're going to make it happen.
We're going to make it happen. I'm bringing chains, shovels, chainsaws.
Engineers.
I'm going to get up there.
So we're here with April and Jim from Haven Humane. We've talked about a lot of the events, and thank you for hanging out there with us, you guys, as we stream, and our AM is up and alive. But let's talk about the Bark, Wine, and Brew, which is happening October 3rd. That is definitely one of the funnest events of the year.
It is our favorite event as well. This year it's Bark, Wine, and Brew does Broadway. It'll be at the Wind River Event Center. Again, doors will open at 5:30, and it is a costumed event, and we will have prizes for the best costume or best dress table like we did this last year. And
it was wild last year.
Oh, my goodness, the things I saw.
Everybody was playing in this
thing. Wasn't it 80s? What was it?
It was an 80s movie theme, so anybody who sponsored a table got to pick their 80s movie and come dressed as the characters from that movie. Ghostbusters, Friday the 13th, holy moly.
Oh, I mean, Friday the 13th, okay. Let's talk about how people dressed their tables. They came in.
Yes.
I have not seen that in Reading, where they dressed their tables. Not only do they dress themselves in the characters, but they did like amazing.
They came in early. They called us ahead of time, and you can do that this year if you'd like. If you're really into your Broadway musical that you choose, you're more than welcome to schedule with Jennifer or I ahead of time, and we'll give you time to come in. And if you have something special you want to decorate, we'll decorate it for you. But if you want something really special, you're more than welcome to come in and decorate it ahead of time.
And then there's probably a prize for the best decorated table.
Best decorated table, best costume. So, you know, it was kind of tough. There was a couple tables where they went all out.
Oh, man.
And, like, three of their members didn't for the table of 10. And it was like,
come on.
Yeah, so everybody come dressed up this year.
Yeah.
We have five tables sponsored already for this next year.
Mm.
And so people are already getting in. I think Katz is taken. Haven Humane is coming. We are all coming dressed as the Greatest Showman. So that is currently taken. That'll be Phantom of the Opera is already taken. So get in. Give us a call. Pick your musical because they're going fast.
Sounds really great.
It'll be a lot of fun.
All right, so we picked the dates. Do we have any closing thoughts here? We have just a few minutes left.
The Roundup app, if you want a really simple, easy way to donate, download the Roundup app. What it does is it just rounds up your spare pennies to any credit card or debit card that you choose to use the most. It's been really successful, and we've had a ton of signups, and we absolutely see a difference in what comes in every month from that. If you really want to stay up to date with us, we update Facebook and Instagram daily. We are also now on MeWe, which is a whole new social media site. If you're not familiar with it, it's
MeWe.
MeWe, it's kind of like Facebook. I've heard it's Facebook with no rules. We're still trying to.
How do you spell it?
MeWe.
Okay, I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, so if you're not on MeWe, get on MeWe. We are currently on MeWe. Like our Facebook page, follow us on Instagram. Again, we are now on MeWe. If you haven't done your research, hop up on the Roundup app and get that downloaded to your phone. Very simple, easy way to donate. Nobody misses the spare change.
Yeah, it could be a penny. It could be 40 cents, 50 cents, but it adds up over a period of
a
year.
It adds up a lot. We were really surprised.
On Facebook, too, you can get a lot of information off your Facebook page.
Yes, we update it daily, sometimes three or four times a day.
Yeah, and it's important to note, too, on our Facebook page, we try to daily post pictures of all the pets that come in, lost pets.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are missing your pet, we encourage you to please come into the shelter first and physically walk through, make sure that you don't see your pet there. If you don't find it, to continue checking our Facebook page and to continue coming back down to make sure. We're all human down there, we don't always match that up with the person who told us a week ago about this pet. We have a computer system that helps us, but in the end, you need to be also looking for your pet.
But a big way of preventing this is if you just get it chipped, get your animal chipped.
Yes.
And, I mean, it's not that expensive. And you'll always have it chipped.
Yeah, and it's around $30 for a microchip, yeah. And it can be discounted during our clinics and other times. So, yeah, and it's definitely $30 versus getting your pet back in an hour versus a week
or never.
So let's talk about pet integration, because you have a room or a little area. How do you do that if somebody has an animal and they're not really sure if they adopt a pet, if they're going to get along? Give us a kind of a walkthrough with that.
Well, for dogs, it's a little different between dogs and cats. So for dogs, we do dog introductions with any adoption we do. So if you're interested in adopting a dog, you do your visit. All the humans in your family visit that dog first, and we ask you questions about your family's lifestyle, what your other pets are like, and try to match you up with the correct animal then. So once you've picked the animal you want, then you bring your own dogs down, and we have a big grassy area we take the dogs out to. We do on-leash introductions. We will take our time. If there's an initial kind of bad reaction, we try to reset the dogs and go on a little walk together. Just try to make it as natural as possible to see how they'll get along.
Dogs are like people a lot of times, that they just don't get along.
Well, yeah, I like to tell people it's like if you went to college and you got stuck in a dorm room with three other people you've never met, it's not always roses right at first. You got to give people time. We can't expect dogs to instantly fall in love with the dog you fall in love with. Give them time to work things out.
Right. Ideally, it would be as they meet each other and they both fall down and roll over on their back.
Yeah, right. That's perfect.
That's perfect, because then you don't think that there's really going to be a fight until they're, we have our dog has been, just been our dog. But we had another dog who would come over and play. And these two little dogs, a little pug, and they would run down through the house with the same bone in their mouth, one on one end, one on the other. And it was adorable. And then when they slept, they'd get on this pillow and they'd sleep and they'd be touching each other.
Aww,
I mean, it was pretty cute. And but they got along well.
Yeah.
So, but it's like you said, it doesn't happen every time. Mm-hmm. So you have to give them a chance to get used to each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I've heard that if you have a female dog, if you get ready to adopt another dog, you should pick a male, because females will have a tendency to want to be dominant, where the male dog, especially if it's a puppy, the female dog will then become the leader of the pack.
I've heard the same thing before, and I've heard the same thing. If you have a male, don't get another male. In the end, though, every dog is an individual dog. They're going to be spayed and neutered, and that'll take a lot of that stuff out of the equation. So I would say, unless you know your dog has a history of always getting or not getting along with other female dogs or other male dogs, let us know. But otherwise, we're going to try to get you with the dog we think is best, whether it's female or male. So there's a lot of arguments on both sides of that thing, but I just try to...
I think energy is energy.
I see how it happens
in
the moment.
I hate to
buy into the sexes. I think that, energy is energy, and whether you get along or you don't get along, and...
Just like people.
As a kid growing up, I had two male dogs, and then... one of them, we moved, and so we gave one of the dogs to this lady, and then we missed them so much, we wanted to integrate them back together. They never got along after that.
Yeah,
it was really weird how that happened, because they were best buds, and after that they fought like there was something changed in the energy of that dog. So the older lady who wanted to give it back to us, we gave it back to her, or gave him back to her. But that would have been back in the days when we lived in the country. And
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
When you think about a place to donate some money or time, think of Haven Humane, because frankly, without Haven Humane, we'd be up to our knees in animals out there. And the fact they've become a no-kill shelter for dogs and are quickly approaching that for cats, it doesn't mean that there's not still animals being put down because of people not getting animals spayed and neutered. So you just think about that, too. Think about the chipping part so that you can always get your animal back, automatically. Think about chipping your kids.
It's crossed my mind.
It's crossed my mind. chipping your loved ones. Tomorrow, we're going to have Kathy Allen-Darling is going
wonderful.
To be on.
Yeah.
And talking about voter registration, and you know, cost, you know, the vote's coming up, the mail-out ballots have been out. There's been a lot of consternation about people thinking they've lost their ability to vote because they are no longer the party they thought they were going to be. She's going to explain all that tomorrow, right, plus a few more things. And a big shout-out to Sierra Pacific Foundation, who just awarded $3,000 for the purchase of peacekeeper batons for our deputy sheriffs.
Yeah.
So thanks, Sierra Pacific, for that.
Yeah, and thank you, Sue McLean, who's at the helm and producing today.
Okay. Everybody have a great day. This is going to be raining. Think about me driving straight up the side of a mountain so that I can bring our dulcet tones back on the inside.
It's the good guys against the bad guys.
Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.